Hi, this is Ben Drake. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. And I'm very pleased to say, join me on the show is singer, songwriter, musician and star of the Ben Drake Collective. Ben Drake, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for zooming in. How's it going?
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Where are you zooming in from? Can you describe the scenes for us?
It's my bedroom where we've got temporarily we've got our my stepson staying in the house, so I've had to move my piano into the bedroom, so I'm sort of enclosed in that little section at the minute.
Oh wow.
In space
you sleep and play music and breathe and do everything in.
Yes, it's handy having it here because you literally wake up and just you get an idea and you can just start playing it.
Yeah, you could do that thing Freddie Mercury used to do, just wake up at 3 a.m. and start playing the piano.
Yeah. Much to my partner's annoyance. Yeah.
I was going to say, I can imagine in real life that does not go down well. I wouldn't advise it. as wonderful as your piano playing is, I'm sure.
Well, funny enough, I've just started playing. So I've been playing since January. It's not too hot. It's very it's interesting really because I wrote the Christmas song on the piano, but it's such basic chords. I was learning Imagine by John Lennon just to get myself playing, and it's kind of along the same lines as that. So once I'd learned them chords, I applied that to the new Christmas song. So it's interesting to write on a piano for the first time.
Yeah, see, it doesn't matter what instrument you're on. There's only about 5 chords you need to know, really, isn't there?
Exactly. There's only so many. So.
Now, regular listeners of Phoenix FM might recognise your name, your music and your voice. You've been on Phoenix FM before, I believe.
Yes. Was it last year we were saying?
I think last year you popped in for a chat with Paul Golder on Resurrection. Yeah.
We was promoting the last charity song which we did for the same charity actually, the Pulmonary Fibrosis Trust.
Yes. So you were talking about your track there. Yes. What can you tell us? We'll talk about your new stuff as well, obviously, in a moment. But what can you tell us about that track?
Well, there was written, we sadly lost our dad to pulmonary fibrosis. We've never heard of it before. And then obviously once he got diagnosed, we read up on it and things like that. And so he had it for about 3 years and then sadly passed away. And I suppose during the grieving process, I was writing a lot of songs and this song come out of that. And we kind of got in touch with the Pulmonary Fibrosis Trust and they made me an ambassador. And I said, well, I've got this song. You know, written it as for therapy for me, really, to deal with dad's passing. But I'm happy to release it to the trust or through the trust, so they get all the money. And so we did that, and then it just took off in a way that I didn't expect. We've got, you know, celebrities involved, and I was on the telly promoting it, so it was like a bigger thing than I thought it would be, which was great.
Wow! That's been an odd process to go through in a way. When you write a song in that kind of backdrop to, you know, process your emotions and I guess to then have celebrity involvement and end up on telly and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it was good for me, I think, because dad was very much he liked attention. So, he was quite out there. So I know it gave me a bit of peace knowing he would love that. He would love to people, because the front cover of the single is him with his niece.
Yeah.
And so everywhere I was promoting it, they were seeing his face. And I know he would love that.
Nice.
And would have loved that. So, it was kind of comforting for me in a way to do that.
Lovely. I mean, it takes a brave person just to talk about and grief and losing someone so close to you. But I guess it's a new level, really, to write a song or turn it into some sort of art form. But I've spoken to so many creatives over the years who say that it's a real process for them to help them to process emotions. Would you advise anyone do that, whatever creative avenue you go down? I guess, did it help you?
Absolutely. Absolutely helped. I mean, to me, it was therapy. So whether you're talking to someone about the grief process, for me, it was, I was getting out of my head onto paper. I mean, that's just the way I cope with stuff. Doesn't apply to everyone, but I think you do what you have to do to cope with it. I mean, it's the first time for me, people lose people all the time, but you only lose your parents once.
Yeah.
And it was the first time for me, to lose someone that close, and it was, you don't know how, if you're dealing with it the right way or not, you just deal with it. You have to. So
yeah,
for me, that was the way it process went. I mean, I'm still grieving now, and it's been 2 years, so I don't know if I did the right thing or not. It felt like the right thing at the time.
We'll make it out as we go along, as long as you're in a good place.
You don't need, because everyone's different. So
yeah. So Ben, before we chat about your new single and pick that up, the Ben Drake Collective is obviously yourself and a whole bunch of talented musicians and other people as well. I've been on your website. There's a few.
There's quite a few, isn't there? Yeah. I was in a band called the 66 Kicks in my teens. And when that disbanded, I wanted to carry on writing. So I think it was around 2012, something like that, that I sort of went solo. But I realised I liked the band mentality. I didn't like being a solo artist.
Yeah, yeah.
So as much as I wanted to keep creative control, I was writing these songs, but I wanted to get a band around me. And it just, originally it was one lineup, and then, you know, people sort of started leaving and other people would come in. And then I liked that different creative inputs coming in, and then it just went from there, strength to strength. And I mean, on the last, not the last album, which is Afterglow, the album before that, Get Busy Living or Get Busy Dying, I had about 20 musicians recording on the album. There's a picture of it, I think I put it online, it must be on the website, and it's just a line of us, and it's just a huge collective. And I was quite proud of that, you know, to get that many people involved in the project. It was great.
I think I sort of gathered that from looking at the website. It's not like your standard band where you have your designated drummer and he's on the keyboards and she does the piano. No, it's like, it must be a bit of a musician's dream to be able to work with so many different people, bringing so much to each song.
It really is, because it's because everyone's brings in this different element that, you know, as I say, I sort of write the songs, I've got the blueprint there, and then when I bring these people in, it changes into ways that I wouldn't foresee, because I don't write that way particularly, or, you know, play that way. And they take on this new forms. And it's nice for me, because I can listen back and listen to it as a song, because it's other people playing, if you know what I mean. You know, when it's new, you're very picky, like, oh, I could have done that different. But when there's other people involved, I can listen to a song and just enjoy it as what it is.
Here is a fresh listen each time. Yeah, otherwise you're just listening going, should have done that slightly differently. I wish I'd done that, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I still do it. I still think, oh, I could have tweaked that a bit, but... much once it's done, you know, you move on to the next project. So.
Do you play live as well? What's that sort of process like when you've got a big collective like that?
Yeah, we did. When COVID hit, to be honest, everything sort of shut down. So I carried on playing where I could, just acoustically, you know, just me. And then I ended up moving house a little while ago, and all my stuff went into storage. So the live playing sort of stopped for a little while. I say a little while, it's not got back yet. I've not played live for... must be a year now.
Yeah,
I continue writing, you know, I enjoy that, but I've not got back into the live circuit just yet.
Need the keys to the locker, that's what you need, get all your stuff back out.
Yeah that's storage.
But it's, so you've got brand new music out, it's coming up for Christmas, Cliff Richard is back, and this year we have a song called the Ben Drake Collective too.
Yeah. This was very interesting, because never, not once have I ever thought I'd write a Christmas song. Not something, I mean, it's very, with a Christmas song, like, you want to try not to be, or I personally would try not to be too cheesy, but it's, you kind of can be a bit cheesy, because it's,
you can get away with it on a Christmas song, yeah.
Away with it. And I don't think it appealed to me, to be honest, to go down that, I say cheesy, but you know what I mean, like the very, very commercial route, I guess. And then when this opportunity came up, because being an ambassador for the Trust, there's a few different ambassadors, and we have meetings here and there, and we discuss what we can do. A lot of them do charity runs and things like that, and just to raise money. And it said, oh, why don't you write a Christmas song? And I said, okay, yeah, I'll go away and work on that, not thinking about it. And then I thought, this is a perfect opportunity, because it's not for me, it's for that audience. So I can be as cheesy as I want to be, even though I like to think it's not as cheesy as it would have been.
Cheesy, it's just nicely
Yeah.
coated in a little cheese. Yeah.
I was trying to walk that fine line of being commercial enough that it appeals to a wide audience, you know. Not, it's just not super pop, I don't think, but hopefully it appeals to a wide audience age-wise, you know.
It's a really lovely track, and as you mentioned there, it's again to raise funds and raise awareness for the Pulmonary Fibrosis Trust,
I mean, I've got to give a shout out to Blaggers Records. Alex at Blaggers has released these two singles now for us. You know, does it for free. You know, puts his time in, and all the monies that get, you know, from streams, you don't get. There's nothing in streams. No one gets any money. But if people buy the song, everything that's earned profit-wise goes to the trust. You know, I don't take any money. Blaggers don't take any money, but they're putting their time in for it. So it's a great cause.
That's brilliant. That is great. I mean, I know of the condition. It's a horrible illness. We lost my nan a couple of years ago IPF. And I, same as you, did some research into pulmonary fibrosis and was sort of blown away by how little there is really known about.
Yeah,
where it comes from and what to do. So it's a really important cause, and well done for putting together such a lovely track.
Thank you.
What kind of was in your mind as you were writing the track? What kind of inspired the meaning of it and the lyrics and stuff?
As I was writing, like I say, I'd started playing the piano, so I knew a few chords, but not many. So I just started playing with these notes, and then to be honest, as I was writing the song, my inspiration for it was thinking of the situation with mum and dad, because mum become dad's carer. And I remember talking to him about it when he was ill, and he was saying how grateful he was to have her there to look after him. And then I started to think about my other fellow ambassadors. You know, most of them have got IPF or PF themselves. And the situation they're in, which was the same, like their partners are looking after them, and it's just being grateful for that human compassion to help them through. And that was my inspiration to write it. And then once it was sort of blueprinted, I go back and I rework it. And I was thinking, how can I involve a wider audience? So I sort of change it about to involve everyone at Christmas. You know, how do you feel about getting your family in and seeing them? And, you know, that was what I was trying to aim for.
Yeah, it's a really lovely angle, because Christmas for some people can be a happy time, for other people it could be a sad time. But I think we all kind of have this kind of level of appreciation for the people in our lives and the ones around us.
Yeah, if you listen to the words, it's kind of it's talking about people who are still here you're grateful for, but also people that we've passed, like my dad. I was grateful to have him in my life then, you know. So it's trying to encompass all that. Yeah, hopefully it worked. It seems so. I mean, a lot of people are saying it makes them emotional in a good way. So that's good. If I can touch people emotionally.
Certainly struck a chord. I think it's lovely. A great song. And that's you just with a couple of chords and your first go at the piano. Then, blimey, watch out, John Lennon.
Might be more to come, yeah. it's nice because, as I say, I'm in a guitar player myself. All my stuff's put away in storage and all I've got is a piano. So I'm playing that all the time, and it's like, it's just inspiring. I've been playing guitar for so long. Not that I got bored of it, but I kind of, after Dad died, to be honest, I lost the spark a little bit. But I seem to have got that back with the piano. It's like it draws me in, like the guitar used to. So
yeah,
maybe it'd be the piano from now on.
Or 2023, just putting it out there. Trumpet, what do you reckon?
Trumpet, yeah. Next one. That might annoy the neighbours.
It's a fine art with a trumpet. Either you can or you can't. And I live next door to someone who can't, definitely.
Oh, really?
Ears are still bleeding. Yeah, it's a tough one. Your song is such a lovely one. It's great. It's featured in our Drive Time Christmas chart, which, of course, our listeners can vote on if they feel it's their favourite. And it's all done with the main prize is, of course, street cred. And just to spread great music this Christmas that isn't Lad Baby or Cliff Richard. So it's it's nice to have something new and original and wonderful. Ben, I wish you all the best of luck with it. It's wonderful.
Thanks so much. Yeah, if people can download it, would be very, very handy. As I say, it's only, I think it's 99p. I think the last one was 79. We put it up to 99, but it's less than a cup of coffee. And the trust get all that. And it just helps them basically what the trust do, they help people who are suffering with disease and you know, give them holidays and things like that, just to, because it's a terminal illness and it's a horrible thing to go through, but it just makes it a bit easier for them, so that they need all the money they can get to help
yeah.
others, you know. And if you can give 99p, it would be very much appreciated
To help people with the illness, and as I understand it, help relatives as well to kind of
exactly
understand more about it. And
yeah, because from a carer's point of view, you know, it becomes full on for them, you know, and they need a break sometimes. So yeah, the trust do many wonderful things. The pulmonary fibrosis trust.org is their website if you need any information on pulmonary fibrosis or IPF. But fantastic charity. I'm so honored to be an ambassador for them in Dad's name, you know, in Dad's memory.
Lovely. Yeah, it's a lovely thing to do in someone's memory, to give that time and that effort and that, and to keep that alive. Well done. Where can we find you, Matt, more about the Ben Drake Collective?
So the website is bendrakemusic.com. So on there, there'll be links to the Facebook and everything like that. Everything is Ben Drake Music. Yeah, and it's all on there. It'll have links to Facebook, Instagram, iTunes.
Excellent. Excellent.
Spotify, if you stream.
If that's how you do it, if you must. And,
We don't get anything for that, like 0.01 of a p.
Yeah, you get a pint if you listen to your entire back catalogue every day for like 20 years. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. While they're earning billions, Spotify.
If you like the music, buy it, please. What's the plans for 2023, Ben?
2023, I mean, I've got an EP basically recorded, nearly finished, ready to go. And again, that was just before COVID. That was kind of pretty much finalized. There was a few tweaking bits, but then I've not had a chance to get back to do that. So hopefully 2023 will be the new music being released.
Oh, very exciting. Excellent.
And keep us back playing live again.
Oh, wonderful. Keep us posted and we'll be there.
I will do.
Lovely. Have a great Christmas. What's the plans for the big day?
Trying to keep warm, trying not to put the heating on too high to save a bit of money, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Layers, yeah. Jumpers. Yeah, that's the way I go. Yeah.
Let's hope I get lots of warm socks for Christmas.
Ben, thank you for such a gorgeous song. Thanks for giving us the time, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Hi, this is Ben Drake. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM. Please download the Pulmonary Fibrosis Trust song, Christmas Time. All the money goes to the charity. I would very much appreciate it, and have a good Christmas.
Whenever I'm lost, you're there to be found. When I cannot see, you are the sound. The voice in my head that carries me on. The wind in my sail, the words to my song. I'm so grateful tonight that you're here by my side this Christmas time. Whenever I fall and I'm on bended knee, you are the one comforting me. The stars in the sky, the string to my bow, the light in my life. And I just want you to know I'm so grateful tonight that you're here by my side this Christmas time. So let's sing and let's smile, leave our troubles behind just for a while. So let's dance and let's cheer, cherish this time. It comes once a year. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Behind us, just for a while. So let's dance and let's cheer. Cherish this time. It comes once a year. Whenever I'm lost, you're there to be found. When I cannot see, you are the sound. The stars in the sky, the string to my bow. You're the light in my life, and I just want you to know I'm so grateful tonight that you're here by my side this Christmas time.